Jex Anderson of the band Flint Eastwood writes music that's close to her heart.
Last year, lost my best friend. Don't know if I'll see them again. I wanna talk about it. When they say how you been, I'd love to talk about it. Where do I begin? God only knows.
After her mother's passing, Anderson took to writing music to make sense of it all. And the result is a new EP titled Small Victories. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia talked with the artist about her new collection of songs being released Friday.
Jex Anderson, welcome to Stateside.
Hello, thank you for having me.
I have to ask about the name of your band, Flint Eastwood.
Flint Eastwood is basically a culmination of the different places that I've lived. So Flint is an homage to Michigan. East, I grew up in East Detroit. I made the name in Hollywood. And there might be a little bit of a reference to spaghetti Western films that we'll leave. I grew up watching Western films. Every Sunday, my dad would sit us down and have us watch a different spaghetti Western. So it was only fitting that we wore bolo ties and used a lot of Western guitar tones. And this EP has a lot less Western, but it's still just an evolution of the sound that already existed.
So you recorded these songs with a bunch of friends at a repurposed church in Detroit. It's called Assemble Sound. Can you tell me about Assemble Sound? And do you think it's influenced the sound of this new EP?
Oh, definitely. Assemble Sound was a huge factor in determining the sound of this EP. I grew up in a very religious home, so it was very fitting to have these songs written in a church, especially considering the songs are about my mother. My mother really raised me to be very religious. I mean, I've stepped away from the faith a little bit in my older years, but it's just fitting. It felt very honest to create there. And Assemble Sound is basically a collective of Detroit musicians that were all writing music in their bedrooms alone. And we were like, why are we doing this? Why are we not writing together? Why aren't we collaborating like in the Motown days when Smokey Robinson and the Supremes would just get in a room just to write for the heck of it? And it's a very inspiring place to be.
Who were some of the other artists you collaborated with?
We have a lot of people. I have Alex Kay from Valley Hush. We have Nigel from Nigel and the Dropout. Josh Smith from Goshpith is on there. Ben West, who's written with Pink and things like that. Antea Shelton, she's written with Justin Bieber. Just all of these great Detroit artists that exist that people don't really realize are there. Everyone assumes that all the bigger hitters are in New York or LA, and that's totally not the case.
Well, you were born in Detroit. What keeps you in Michigan?
Just the passion of the people. In other cities, not to dog on other cities, but they don't really have the angst and the need for community like Detroit and Michigan overall has.
I'd like to listen to the first track off the EP. It's called Find What You're Looking For.
I know it won't be easy. I want you more than a memory. This
you're very open about the fact that this collection of songs is really a story of grief and loss. Your mom passed away 2 years ago. I'm so sorry about that.
Thank you.
Tell me about this song and what it means to you.
This song specifically was written after my mom had passed, and she had said something that really stuck with me. She said the last thing she spoke to me was, don't let this break you. And to me, it was just this overarching statement that really exemplified everything she had ever taught me. She always taught me to follow my dreams. She always taught me to keep going no matter what, to make things happen. And I feel like that was just such a pure statement. So this song was very reflective in that sense. My brother Seth writes all the songs with me. He came to me with the beat. We wrote the whole thing out. We were kind of stuck, so we had our friend RV Mendoza come in, and a songwriter from Detroit, and kind of iron everything out and fix all the loose ends. And it really turned out to be this beautiful piece that I'm very proud of.
What's the story you want to tell through these songs?
Every single song on this EP exemplifies a portion of my healing process with losing my mother. I feel like a lot of times music can be very hollow. It can have no meaning. And I wanted to be very intentional with what I was writing. And that kind of happened naturally. Every time I would go into the studio, I would write about a different thing that I was going through, a lot of time in retrospect. This EP is taking you through a journey of when the death happens and when it's finally accepted.
There's a monster in my room. Can't get away from you.
to what I say, no matter what I do, there's a monster in my room. Now my friends say you're doing fine, everybody hurts sometimes, and other voices inside my mind would rather keep me in my head, but not tonight. 'Cause we're alright, alright, we're gonna make it through the night. Yeah. Alright, alright.
In one of the songs, you know, it says, you know, people ask you how you're doing. Mm-hmm. And what do you say?
Well, at the time that that song was written, I had just spent a very long time just kind of being by myself and trying to exist amongst my own emotions. And I finally got the courage to go out and see people. And this had been like 7 months since my mom had passed. And so as soon as I went into a situation where I'd seen people that I would pretty much see every single weekend, they would come up to me like, hey, how's it going? Where you been? How you been? And it's like, they have no idea where I've been, you know? Like, I'd been alone. I'd had the hardest year of my life. And it was just one of these things of, I just felt like I had to write a song about it. I had to get it off my chest of like, I've been through so much stuff, but I don't want to burden people. And a lot of times when people go through grief, they get in their own heads and they become very isolated and very lonely simply because they just don't talk about it. And so this is my way of just being like, I need to talk about it. I need to not be afraid to be vulnerable because it's a human thing. Every human should be vulnerable.
What are we doing? Why are we here?
The last song on your EP, tell me about Small Victories.
Small Victories came at a point in my life where I'd finally reached a moment where I said to myself that everything's going to be okay. And I accepted that fact that I'm going to get past this and things will get better. And I wanted to write a song about it. The chorus is literally, I'm a champion. Every time that you see me, I'm a champion in everything I do. It's my way of like taking back that power and saying, yes, I can do this. Because at that time, I wasn't actually feeling that way. I was trying to convince myself as I was writing that song. And through writing that song, I kind of convinced myself not necessarily to be the cocky person that I portray myself in this song, but at least to be okay and say that I can have confidence again.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your music with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I've been speaking with Jax Anderson of Flint Eastwood. The new EP is called Small Victories, and it comes out this Friday. For more information, you can go to flinteastwoodmusic.com.
What are we doing? Why should we?